Welcome in. It is Tuesday, May the 14th, 2024, which means it's not Sunday, which means it's not Monday, which means it is trivia night on the channel podcast. So let's do the damn thing. Let's play some trivia. Let's have some fun. Let's listen to Austin's question with probably half no answers. Mm-hmm. Let's listen to Austin's crazy question, because you know they're going to be nuts. They're going to be some like 1900s football questions that no one knows.
Or at least 1985, which is what my name is in honor of a player from that era tonight.
Yeah.
J.C. Penney.
The 1984 to 1987 Miami Hurricane, J.C. Penney.
We were
Youngstown, Ohio.
God, what the fuck is wrong with you? We were in a group text earlier, and I sent a screenshot of Austin's tweet that said something about the 1985 Miami Hurricanes roster. And I tweeted in the group, I was like, dude, what in what planet do you have to, where do you have to be in your head to literally start watching Miami roster? I get that. That's Tennessee in the background.
That says Miami.
85, I get that. But then you said, oh, I was watching the 1985 Miami versus Pittsburgh game. Why in the hell are you watching Miami versus Pittsburgh? For what reason? Are you bored?
It's just late. It's like 3 in the morning. I was on Wikipedia.
Why aren't you in bed?
I was in bed. I watched it in bed.
Do you ever close your eyes?
Not really. I really can't sleep.
Now, if Twitter goes down, he'll sleep. Yeah, I'll give
that to him. That's when I'll sleep.
All right.
I'm saving up, man. When Elon called it X, I was really wondering. I might have to change my schedule. No. It's trivia time, though, baby.
It is trivia time. Austin, 5 categories, 5 questions each. What are your categories? Let us know.
Well, first category is Tennessee, okay?
Just God. Can you make one thing in your life not about Tennessee for once?
You know, not really. And second category is music, okay? I know these are generic categories, but it's what comes to mind. I want kind of a broad area.
I want
music. Next one's TV. I know that's pretty broad. And then third one is celebrities. And then lastly,
that's your fourth one?
Yes.
He said the number.
What'd I say?
Oh, we're already screwed.
You were naming your fourth category, you said, and our third one.
Oh, yeah. Well, the first one's Tennessee, and that's always, you know, it's assumed. But in the last category is sports. Obviously, gotta be.
I do like these categories, so they're fine.
Yeah, I do too.
Right, good. Don't hurt my feelings, guys. I'm sensitive.
All right, Austin, category number one. Question number one. We get 25 seconds to answer each question. I have to show my answer on the screen. DR has to show his answer on the screen. And determines who gets it right. And at the very end, we'll tally it up and see who's dumbest.
Mm-hmm.
So awesome.
And it can't be me this time. Okay.
No, it can't.
God bless America. Okay. Question number one of the Tennessee category. Who is currently the oldest player on Tennessee's roster for football? Time starts now. Okay. Time's up. Let's show your answers. Brew McCoy. Those are both wrong. The right answer is currently the linebacker Keenan Peely.
That makes sense. That's a good question.
That's a good question, because I was thinking of transfers, and they're both transfers. So I was like, they're going to be, you know.
Well, one of them went on a Mormon mission. And has a wife of like 3 years, I think.
Jesus.
So yeah, that one stuck out to me. Okay, so you're both 0-1.
Go scoreless. 0-0.
0-0. Okay.
You're 0-1 and 0-1.
It's hard.
Okay.
Don't show your wins and losses. Okay. What location did Jared Garantano announce his commitment to the University of Tennessee? Oh. Time starts now.
Oh, God. A day that will live in infamy.
Mm-hmm. Not that one.
What an embarrassing thing. Oh, God. That's what I was going to ask, Austin. Did you go back and rewatch it? I'm going to have to rewatch it now. I forgot how cringy that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we were pumped at the time.
Little did we know. All right. Show your answers. New York, Times Square. I'm going to give you both the point because that's pretty much both correct. New York City, Times Square.
What was worse for us as a Tennessee fan that happened? That commitment there or what happened in 01? 9/11. What would y'all
God
think?
God help me. You know... I don't know, Randy. You want to tackle that one?
I mean, it made gas go up, but we weren't driving at that time, so did it really affect you?
I was four.
I'll go JG.
Yeah, same. Yeah. JG made me hate football.
Yeah.
Did you just fart out of your mouth?
I couldn't think of anything to say. All right. Question number three of the Tennessee category. Who is the last former Vol to throw a touchdown in the NFL?
The last
former Vol? Yeah.
Oh.
Time starts now. Okay, time is up. Show your answers. Josh Dobbs, Juwan Jennings. Ah! Rainey is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, forgot about him.
Super Bowl.
Shoot.
Should have been Super Bowl MVP.
These are good questions, Austin. I'm going to give you credit. These are good, solid questions.
Yeah, they are good. I can't wait to see the next category.
See, even Bryson. Great questions.
He's on mute talking.
You're on mute, Austin. Unmute yourself.
Hey, okay. Well, sorry, the host.
They're hard.
This wire is right by my feet, and this has happened like a lot. I need to have a better setup.
Playing footsie with the wire?
Yeah, you know, like I do. But, okay. Question number four. This one, probably the toughest one, I guess. 2 years ago, when Tennessee baseball won the SEC tournament, who was the MVP of that tournament?
Hang on. Repeat that one more time.
In the 2022 SEC tournament, who was the MVP when Tennessee won it? Of that tournament.
Oh, God.
Time starts now.
Oh, my God.
Is it basketball?
I said baseball.
Baseball, okay.
Too many options.
It's a lot.
Yeah. How quick we forget. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Time is up. Share your answers. Trey Lipscomb. Ben Joyce. Those are both incorrect. The correct answer was Drew Gilbert.
Look at this.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
I marked out Drew Gilbert.
I will never get him in that big home run.
Yeah.
Against Florida.
I had it right.
In the championship game. Okay, going back to 2016, which was half a good year. Which player said walking out of the tunnel at the Battle of Bristol, "We gonna whoop their fucking ass"?
Oh my God.
Time starts now.
Oh. That game stressed me out.
That was stressful.
Especially after the App State game.
Yeah, I couldn't even... That was the thing. I couldn't even enjoy it because I'm like, God, we really are not that good.
Yeah. I kind of lost track, but I think time's up.
Yeah.
Daryl Taylor, you are both correct. It is Daryl Taylor. And Rainey won that category 3-2. So he has a 1-question lead on you, DR. Okay, now going over to the music category.
Oh, I'm not going to get one right.
Maybe.
It's going to be all Blink 182 and crap like that, Green Day.
Oh, I may get him right. I love Blink 182.
Oh, God. You know there's a Blink 182. Austin, look at that. Oh, my God.
I would have made a 1-question like that, actually, now that if I knew that.
Which that's kind of how many times Austin blinks when he's drinking Miller Lite at the tailgate.
God help me. Okay, question number one.
Per minute.
Yeah, that's what I meant, per minute. Where are you?
I'm so sorry. I'm blinking so much and spitting everywhere. All right.
Okay, question number one of the music category. What country is U2 from? Time starts now.
That's awesome. That's a good question. I don't know it, but... I think it's too obvious. That's why I'm worried it's too easy.
Okay, time is up. Show your answers. What is it? I can't see it. Great Britain, Australia. You are both incorrect. The correct Scotland. Answer, Ireland. Yeah,
that's a good question.
Famous Irish.
I'm impressed, Austin. It's a good question.
Yeah. Tell Kaylee we appreciate the questions.
Yeah. All right. That's like my dog, you know. He helped all he could.
They are really good questions, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay. Which artist was the lead singer of Soundgarden, Audioslave, and Temple of the Dog?
God, I know his name. I know who
it is. Time starts now.
Oh, God. Dude, I'm gonna feel so dumb when you say it.
Yeah, I was listening to a Temple of the Dog song. Like, I think he's the lead singer of this band too.
Yeah,
this is how little music I listen to. I've never heard Temple of the Dog. I may have heard a song, but
they have like 2 famous songs, like "Say Hello to Heaven" and. Anyway, time's up.
Thunder Strike. I don't know.
Popcorn Sun. bold choice. Rainey, what's your... nothing? Okay, the correct answer was Chris Cornell.
Oh, God.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Like you know when you know something, but you just can't think of it, but you know it.
Yeah.
You've heard it a million times.
When he passed, I kind of listened to a lot more of his stuff that back then, and man, he was all over the place, just kind of like him and Eddie Vedder were just dominating that kind of sound. Okay, question number 3. Which artist said George Bush doesn't care about black people? Time starts now.
Oh,
I remember the response from the co-host. He's like, what?
Do you want me to repeat the quote?
No.
Okay. All right. Time is up. Show your answers. Kanye West and Snoop Dogg. Rainey, you are correct.
Yeah.
It was Mike Myers. Michael Myers.
That, yeah.
Mike Myers.
Yes. I just saw it on a Facebook group.
He wanted to die right there. He had no idea he was going to do that.
He was shaking his head like, yeah, like, no, yeah, what?
It was like a Red Cross ad for the for Katrina, I think.
You know what's wild? Look how much it's changed. Because if somebody said that nowadays about a Republican president, whoever was on there with him would be like, yeah, you're right. You know, he wants to hang him. It's just, it's wild how much all that's changed.
That was like our first little peek into Kanye absolutely being a, you know, kind of loose,
troll.
Something,
a loose Kanye, screw. Yeah.
Literally a troll.
He was a good follow on Twitter for a while.
Oh, he's the best, yeah. I mean, entertainment-wise, it's unbelievable. Kind of just like Antonio Brown, you know?
Antonio Brown's the greatest thing on Twitter right now.
He is the best account on Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Question number 4. This one's probably the toughest, I'm not going to lie. And then, odds, crazy enough, I actually got it from like a 90s music quiz thing. Because I was blanking on questions. Question number 4. What are the first names of the Gallagher brothers from Oasis? Time starts now. I couldn't think of a last music question. And this isn't the last one, but...
God, I'm ready for it to be. I don't know music.
I don't know this question, so count me as nothing.
Well...
Bear talks about them all the time on the drive.
I'm not a big Oasis guy. I do like Oasis, but
the best karaoke I ever performed was "Don't Look Back in Anger," and
you
I will never,
would never give it something right now.
Okay, time's up. The ants. Y'all got nothing. Eddie and Frank.
Frank. Randy was great and Shameless.
He was great and Shameless. Well, actually, I never saw Shameless. Why did I just lie there?
Are you talking about Popcorn Sutton again?
Do you got, Rennie?
You gotta watch Shameless.
I have seen bits and pieces. It's the old guy from, what's it called? Okay, whatever. The answer is Liam and Noel.
JCPenney, is he going bankrupt?
Yeah.
No,
they're shut. He was shut down by the 85 Vols.
JCPenney, yeah. Austin was randomly watching a Pittsburgh Miami game from 85 because he's a freaking weirdo, and he came across their depth chart, and one person had JCPenney.
But Jake's got Austin muted, so he hadn't seen that tweet either.
We all got Austin muted.
It's fair. Okay. Question number 5 of the music category, the final question. Which artist / band released the song originally, Wagon Wheel? Time starts now.
Oh my gosh.
Alright, time is up. Show your answers. DR said Old Crow Medicine. And Rainey, nothing?
I don't have it.
DR is correct. It was Old Crow Medicine Show. And y'all both left that category with one question right. But it's tied now.
I love that band. I love that band, by the way.
Me too.
I didn't realize they were original.
Yeah. It was another one of those questions where I knew it, but I couldn't spit it out of my mouth.
Like, Darius Rucker obviously made that. Like, I know a lot of people that think he originally put it out.
No.
That kind of turned some of me. All right, now moving on to the television category. Y'all are both tied 3-3.
Is this the third category? Yeah, third category.
Yeah, third category.
Gotcha.
On Seinfeld, what was the character Newman's job? Time starts now.
Oh,
time is up. What do we got? DR said mailman, and Rainey said banker. DR, you are correct. You have taken the overall lead at 4-3 for the moment.
How's he taking the lead when we tied every category but one? It should be tied.
Oh, good call.
That's what I was wondering.
I completely forgot you got one right in that category, Rainey. So, yeah, it is.
We don't know the score. Go back and listen.
He just tied it. He just tied it. It's 4-4. My bad. Okay. Back on track now. Okay. In Back to the Future, what was the town called? Time starts now.
Oh my god.
God, dude. I know this. Oh, wow.
Okay. Time is up.
Got it.
All right. Show your answers. Hill Valley. You were both correct.
I know. Same way, Rainey.
Look at that. Wow. I did it so quick right at the very end.
I was the same way, Rainey. Like, I love those movies. I'm like, how can I not think what that's called?
God.
Okay. Question number 3 on the TV category. What was the name of the neighbor that never showed his face on Home Improvement? Time starts now.
Oh, this is the easiest freaking question.
Yeah. Five seconds.
Time is up.
Show your answers.
I'm going to feel really stupid.
Wilson.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you are correct, DR.
I know. It's like stuff that you just... It's not a core memory, but it's in your head.
Yeah, it's just... It's one of those things.
Wilson, like I was thinking... Yeah, go ahead.
There's two famous Wilsons. I guess the Wilson volleyball from Castaway and Wilson from Home Improvement.
I was thinking of Dennis the Menace. Mr. Wilson!
Dude, I can't believe I missed that. I used to watch that show all the
time. I loved it. Loved it.
Good show.
Great show. Ben for Tools.
It's a really good show.
Ben for Tools. Dude, ask that question. I don't know.
Okay. In the movie Super Troopers, which state were they located in? Time starts now. See, state troopers of this state.
God, I haven't seen that in so long.
Ten seconds. Okay, show your answers.
I don't have one.
I don't know it.
New Hampshire? Rainey,
I thought that or Massachusetts.
It was. The answer was Vermont. So you're about.
I knew it was a random state up there.
It was a weird little state. Yeah, I noticed that. Like, that stuck out to me for some reason. Okay. Question number 5 of the TV category, or TV movies category, kind of. Last question. Which 80s movie made the most money at the box office? Time starts now.
So many options, man.
Yeah. It is a... I mean, I wasn't shocked when I saw it, but it was just like, you know, it was like 7 movies it could be.
Yeah, I'm thinking of 3. That's the same people.
Okay, 5 seconds. Time is up. What do we got? DR said E.T. and Rainey said Terminator. DR, you are correct. It was E.T.
Oh, wow. So I was thinking E.T. or Jaws.
Oh, yeah, Jaws. Well, Jaws. Well, that might have been 70s.
Jaws was 77.
Oh. Oh, so it came out close to Star Wars then.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yep. So yeah, DR leads by two.
Yeah, he's taking a 7-5 lead. Okay. Now our fourth category, celebrities. Which is just kind of, I mean, it's kind of similar to the TV and movies, but a little different.
I'm not saying my count's right, but I've got 6-4.
6-4.
We don't know what the score is. I'm not saying I'm right, Austin. I just started keeping up with it a little bit ago. You may be right. But I've got a 2.
3. 5-3. 5-4.
Austin never started the count, Toby.
No, it's 4-4, 5-5, 5-6, 5-7.
Okay,
that's what I got.
Okay,
it's same spread. I mean, yeah, either way, it's the same kind of thing. But whatever. Yeah, I think it's correct. But okay, what is Dr. Phil's last name? Time starts now.
Oh, Dr. Phil.
Five seconds. Time is up. Show your answers. I can't see your...
Oh, sorry.
McGraw and Rainey also said McGraw. You are both correct. Nothing's changed.
You have...
Listen, I got a limited space up here, man. It's just like, I mean, I can't like erase like 1977 Tennessee stats for this, so I gotta just run on half battery. Okay, question number two of the celebrity categories. Which NFL team is Adam Sandler a fan of? Time starts now. And seconds. Oh. Okay, time is up. Show your answers. Jets. Both you said Jets, and both of you are correct. You
are. Because he talks about it on the movie Mr. Deeds. That's what made me think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Big Daddy, I think.
That's what I'm thinking of. Big Daddy, not Mr. Deeds. It's in Mr. Deeds, he's like, oh shit, I own the Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This one's a little tougher. Question number three of the celebrity categories. Can you name the last three hosts of The Tonight Show?
What Tonight Show?
The one on NBC.
Oh, okay.
Which is The Tonight Show? Five seconds.
Oh my God! Why can't I think of the one that's doing it right now?
I know that's me. I can't. I know what they look like.
Time is up.
Dude, this is insane.
All I had was Jay Leno and the guy that played with Drew Barrymore in the baseball movie, and then the redheaded guy, but I couldn't think of their names.
I put Conan and Leno.
Conan! Conan.
Yeah. Love Conan.
And the freaking douchebag that's in it right now. Like, why? Austin have a heart attack? What's going on?
Where is he? No, whatever.
What is his name?
The answers were
Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, Leno, and Conan.
God, man. Incorrect. Why did I not think of Jimmy Fallon?
I know. God bless. That pissed me off.
I can't think of Conan, Leno, and I can't think of Fallon.
I couldn't think of Conan. And I just saw him on Hot Ones.
Oh, that was so good. He was really, that was the best I've ever seen anyone do.
Insane.
Okay, question number four of the celebrity categories. All right, this is a... okay, which of these comedy actors was never an SNL cast member? Will Ferrell, Jim Carrey, Eddie Murphy, or Bill Murray?
Say that again.
Which one of these comedy actors was never an SNL cast member? Will Ferrell, Jim Carrey, Eddie Murphy, or Bill Murray? Time starts now. Well, I guess Randy kind of got a head start, but...
That was a really good question, Austin.
It's so easy. Really easy.
I don't think it is.
Huh?
I think it is so easy.
Okay. Time is up. Show your answers. Jim Carrey, you are both correct. It is Jim Carrey. He auditioned and they turned him down.
I didn't know that. He was a host several times.
Yeah, obviously. But
I could remember the other three on it. Like, I remember seeing skits, but I couldn't remember Carrey seeing skits.
He was on In Living Color. Remember, yep. He did like the the fireman and pool. Okay, question number five of the celebrity category. All right, this is kind of like the movie category, but whatever. Well, it's whatever. Which actor does the voice of Sully in Monsters, Inc.? Time starts now. Ten seconds. Okay, time is up. Show your answers. John Goodman.
God.
John Goodman. You both said John Goodman, and you're both correct.
Stop being both like me.
Both of you. No,
that's the problem, is we're into the same crap and live in the same era.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am pissed about Conan O'Brien, though, and Jimmy
I'm
Fallon.
I couldn't think of Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, he's hard to forget because he fakes laughs at everything.
He gets on my last damn nerve. Yeah, that's what he does.
Like, it'd be like, you'd be halfway through the story, it's like, like, I was like, what? Like, sometimes they'll stop and just not say anything because they're just like, what's happening? Oh, this is wonderful. DR has 11-9 lead, which backwards is 9-11.
Hang on, let me do the math. Okay, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
I'm still gonna go with JT and Times Square being more disastrous to my life.
Personally,
yeah. Personally, I don't live in New York. Probably they may say something different.
I did pay season tickets for all those seasons he started, so.
Yeah. Hmm. Now you know Adam Sandler's favorite team, the Jets. They may say something different.
He's. God bless. Yeah, they just
America.
Might. They just might. Have you heard, you know, Pete Davidson, his dad died on 9/11?
Yeah.
And yeah, because I remember in the roast, them roasting him about that.
And he has a tattoo of the initials of his dad, and it's SMD, which sounds like suck my dick. Or what you think that's what it stood for. And girls always like, oh, why would you have that on your neck? And then he tells the girls, oh, my dad died on 9/11. And it's a great pickup line every time.
So missing daddy. That's what that means.
Yeah. Okay. Then the final category of trivia is sports.
It's going to be five ball questions.
Actually, six. One's kind of Tennessee. One is kind of Tennessee.
Five brief questions.
Okay. All right. Oh, God, that's a long question. Okay. Listen to me. The all-time NFL record for passing touchdowns in a game is 7. And it has happened 8 times in NFL history. Can you name the last quarterback to do it? Time Wait, starts
hang on, hang on, now. Hang on. That was a damn paragraph. Repeat that one more time.
I told you to listen to me.
We were going right. so we, good.
I was listening, but then I just lost track of the numbers and the players. And the. Do it one more time.
Okay. The all-time NFL record for passing touchdowns in a game is 7. And it has happened 8 times in NFL history. Can you name the last quarterback to do it? Time starts now.
That's a good question.
I think so. I remember this happening. Okay, 10 seconds. Okay. Time is up. Show your answers. Randy said Peyton Manning. DR said Tom Brady. You are both incorrect.
Drew Brees.
Yep, that's the answer.
Oh, God.
I was going to write his name down.
Peyton Manning did it 2 years before that, though, I think.
Oh, Broncos. Good guess. Hey,
Brady never did it. Most of 6.
I thought it was Drew Brees, and then Tom Brady broke it again.
God. The record's still 7. Okay, question number 2. Okay, I'm just going to say you've definitely heard of this guy. Who is the oldest player currently in Major League Baseball? Time starts now. I know. I it sounded good last
time. It's not a bad question. I just don't watch a lot of Major League Baseball.
Yeah. Okay, 5 seconds.
I just started watching it. I think I know.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, time is up. Show your answers. Mike Hunt. And Jack, what does that say, Rainey?
Quinn.
Jack Quinn. Neither of those is correct. The correct answer is Justin Verlander.
He is still playing?
Yep. For the Astros.
Wow.
Yeah, he's. And the Mets just paid him, I think, $40 million last year. He was the highest paid player in baseball.
Good for him.
And he got traded to the Astros so he can pitch them in the playoffs because they're the Mets.
That's how
hilarious.
Is
it,
his arm not shot by now?
His okay. I saw a thing on his arm actually one time. In the okay, this is a lot to say, but
it's called once, a tattoo, Austin.
He holds the major league record, or I guess it's not really a record, but 90% of pitches thrown 95 miles per hour after a pitcher's thrown 90 pitches in a game belong to him. He's done that more than anyone else in the history of baseball by like a long stretch. His arm is amazing. I don't know what it is. But okay, question number 3. This is a kind of random one, but just I don't know.
Here we go.
What was Paul Pierce's number? Time starts now. I got it wrong. I was thinking about it and I was like, I got it wrong with my guess. Back when players didn't have to have these signature numbers, you know?
He 100% crapped his pants, didn't he?
What?
Paul Pierce crapped his pants. He didn't have a crap. He didn't get hurt.
Oh.
Players in like you talk about, you hear players that played in that game, they said he crapped himself.
Which game?
Finals? In the playoffs. It was Lakers, wasn't it? Against Lakers.
Time is up. Maybe. I never heard that. 34. You are both correct with 34. I think that's the first one y'all got right here. So it's.
I've got to get the last two questions right to beat yeah. PR, which is probably not going to happen because
you got to tie with these last two, and I guess I'll try to think of a tiebreaker if that happens.
Well, I've got to miss them both too.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Like you got to.
Obviously, the name of Tennessee's mascot Smokey, and the name of Alabama's is Big Al. What is the name of Arkansas's mascot? Time starts now. Ten seconds. Time is up. What are your answers?
I don't know it.
Suey. Tusk. Rainey, you are correct.
Good answer.
We now have a... Okay.
A one-score ball game?
A one-score ball game.
He's got to read. What are you going to finish that sentence? We now have a next question.
We now have another question.
I am the greatest game show host in the history of time. That's all I know. It doesn't get better than this.
Oh,
the peak of that mountain, man. It tops out early. That's what she said. Okay. Finish this quote. When asked about the bullpen after the second game against Tennessee, Tim Corbin said, "We've got what we've got unless blank comes into the pitcher." What was blank? Time starts now.
Gosh. This DR1.
Couldn't think of a last question. Seemed like a fair one.
I had no clue about Tusk.
DR 1x1.
I really thought you were going to make comeback.
Me too, but this is the easiest question ever.
Time is up. Well, you can get mad at my hard ones.
No, you've had some good ass questions, dude.
Jesus.
You did good.
I'm sorry. I wanted to finish with our Lord and Savior.
you did really good.
No, that was a hell of a question, dude. That was a really good question.
Kayla did a great job, man. I'm proud of her.
DR, you are one. The winner.
JC Penny.
Yeah, you're still my favorite Penny. You're my favorite Penny in West Tennessee.
Dude, speaking of that, do y'all watch Big Bang Theory?
That was like my mom.
I mean, I've seen every episode, I think.
Well, I don't have TikTok, but they put TikToks on Facebook Reels, and I saw how they, like, you know, they got the prequel Young Sheldon,
mm-hmm.
and I just saw how they killed the dad off. It is so depressing to watch. The episode.
Lord. That's good. Oh, wow. Is it? I don't know.
No, that's crazy. Was fun.
Those are good questions. It's more fun when they have answers and they're not about cloned sheep. I still can't believe I asked y'all that.
Did you know that like beforehand?
The only reason I used it because it was Dolly Parton. If it didn't have like Tennessee reference, I wouldn't have used it.
Okay, so Megan says she was in her car listening to our podcast, and she was screaming Dolly Parton. She's like, Dolly Parton! Dolly Parton!
See, that's
Dolly
why...
Oh, she's got a Dolly Parton book.
I got a Dolly Parton shirt. I'm wearing it right now under this shirt right here.
I kind of thought Austin would know it just because, you know, it's Tennessee, but I had no idea.
Yeah, I never heard that before. I was like, when I got the question, though, I was just like, I just couldn't even think.
I think we should give Austin every single podcast about an hour to do the questions. And this is how it turns out. Because he doesn't have to overthink it. He just does it.
That's true. Yeah. And it ends up being good.
He doesn't overthink it. He just does it.
I have thought about that, though, Rainey. Like, every time me and you are against each other, it's always, like, one question. Because
I just pissed that I did not get a Jimmy Fallon. I'm just so pissed.
Yeah.
I knew how the hell did I know Conan and Leno, but didn't know Jimmy Fallon, which is the next host, which I couldn't even think of his name, but I knew who he was.
Because Conan, didn't he get fired? Like, he didn't last very long, did he?
Well, they
Jay Leno.
Leno gave the show over to Conan, and then Leno's saying, yeah, I kind of want to come back. And then they gave him a little show before Conan, and then they moved Conan over, and it was like Conan was doing the Tonight Show in the same slot he did late night before. And it was like, what am I got the Tonight Show, but you're putting Leno. Then. Yeah, he got screwed. It was BS. And then he said, I don't want to do this anymore.
You know,
and just
you know
left.
The only reason I knew that, Austin, was because you were sitting on my couch. Yeah, but you were sitting on my couch and you were telling me the story about how Leno screwed over Conan after Conan got the job and then booted him back out. And you were telling me that one night and I was like, oh crap. He literally told me this a long time ago.
Yeah. It was I love Conan. I've watched like all his old videos and all his old stuff. And he went on a tour after that because he was legally he couldn't be on TV for like 2 years. And he did a tour though. He could be live in person at places. He went on the Conan O'Brien is now loud on television tour.
That's awesome. So he just did like stand up.
Yeah, and like music stuff. Yeah, he's actually a pretty good musician. But
That was back when those late night shows are actually good. Now it's all just politically driven.
Oh yeah. God, yeah, it's Colbert. It's
really,
yeah,
really bad.
Oh, Colbert, dude. Colbert is proof that you don't have to have talent to get famous. Him and the Amy Schumer, like we should be famous before them.
Amy Schumer is the worst comedian I've ever seen in my life.
She just steals jokes too. They're all stolen. I mean, she's been accused of stealing jokes about 30 times. It's
she looks
crazy.
Like she steals food too, but
yeah. I mean, just she's not even like I don't get it. I mean,
she's not funny.
She's not funny. Who would be? I've never. No one in the history of time has been like, hey, honey, I got these two tickets to Amy Schumer. Let's go. That's never happened. That will never happen. No one's ever excited for that.
The only way I would go, I'm being dead serious, is like if I was in town, it was free, and it was like if us three got drunk and went to heckle her, that'd be the only way I go.
Oh my god,
that's how much I hate her. But there's no way I go for entertainment. Because you're right. There's
I've always wanted to go see Sarah Silverman. Is that her name? Sarah Silverman.
Yeah, yeah.
She was like dirty and raunchy and like sarcastic and funny. Like,
she was funny back in the day.
Yeah, she
got big on Trump after.
She got political.
I know, but like back in the day, like she was.
Yeah,
funny.
She was on SNL.
She was funny.
Yeah.
She was edgy, and then she probably got paid a whole bunch of money to not be edgy anymore. So yeah. I don't know. But there's a lot of women in comedy right now that are edgy and funny, and that I would go see. But
yeah,
it's
like, nothing against women. I just don't like Amy Schumer. That's the only thing.
We're not saying you shamer of women. You sir.
Yeah. Well, I'm just putting a thing out there. It's like who is that? Everyone got accused of being sexist because we didn't like that announcer who called the Kentucky game. What was that? What's her name? It's a touchdown for Garantano. Beth Mowins. Beth Mowins.
Yeah.
Down the sideline.
No, oh no, the Cookie Monster.
she is the absolute freaking, she's the worst announcer in the history of football because her voice is just like down the sideline. It's like screams at.
Could you imagine like being married to her? Like, honey, did you pick up the dry cleaning? Yes, I did.
You're like at a restaurant. What would you like to order? A water, bacon, eggs, and French fries.
Why do you have a microphone?
Why do you sound like Austin on a podcast screaming?
Is this thing like, on?
She sounds. Yeah, why don't you put it in your mouth? She sounds like literally like a cat that's like meowing at the loudest point of
like when they're in heat. When they're in heat.
I would love to see like a room exposed to Beth Mowins and that, and just how miserable they get.
Just, now you're talking like about funny female comedians, dude. That one on the Tom Brady roast, she was like top two of roasters.
She was so funny.
Like the crypto and me Gronk, me no want fake money,
me no. And then Kevin Hart got up there. He was like, Gronk. He's like, oh my god. He's like. He literally said that.
Dude, Tony Hinchcliffe, which I can't believe people hadn't heard of him up until that point. But, man, the one with the black lesbian, that was all time.
Oh, my God.
The hell so gnawing. Good. That, so gosh, good. Man, it was so funny.
That's so yeah. good.
The best of, like, players was probably Edelman, definitely.
That was pretty good. No,
he had some good ones.
Yeah.
The guy that walks up on the stage, you told us to watch him. He's like, hey, nice shoes, Tom. You bitch. When'd you get those in a divorce? Hey, Tom, you bitch.
Bitch.
Hey, Tom, where'd you get those shoes, bitch? The divorce?
the bitch store?
I like it. It's like left your wife and kids to go 7-9 with the Bucks. You gotta take it.
All right, BR, baby. I know you gotta go drink your margaritas at the Mexicano.
If I think of some more 9/11 jokes, I'll text y'all.
Well, I'll be sure to. Just tweet us.
Make sure to run by Pete Davidson first. All right.
I'll do it.
All right. Well, it's been fun. Always is. My friends, we will do it again.
SMD.
Peace out. Peace.